They're an army. They're not civilian. They don't, you suggest something. No, do you mean it? The devil don't even respond to your suggestions. Mr. Devil, I suggest you get out of here. Well, I suggest you make me. When you put your foot down, okay, I'm out. The minute you push and claim what belongs to you, they have to give way. Why? Because it's yours legally. God has given it to us. I've given you the land. It's yours by promise. Yet there are seven that are squatting there, but I'm going before you. As we said before, God fights 7/8 of this battle. He sends the wasps, the hornets, the hailstones. He'll destroy most of the enemy. And then you come up and, you know, all you got to do is get your little sling out. Hit somebody with a bat. God is already... But see, it's us that have to initiate something. We're responsible for the Kronos. You remember? The Kronos is the Monday through Sunday. It's the humdrum stuff. It's the practice. It ain't the game. It's the going through the motions. It's, you know, but our heart and our mind has to be right. Our heart has to be in it. The woman with the unjust judge... Three words there, Kronos, Kairos, and the word continual. If you read that in Luke 18, you'll see three major words. Kronos was her or our responsibility. Tell somebody, I got to keep coming. I tell people all the time, you know, when they first get born again or when they first show up at church and they're not quite there, but they're excited, I say, hey, just keep coming. I don't have a quick fix, but keep coming, because that word will do a work on you and in you. You stay in this environment, you can't stay the same. It's the word that will change us. So Kronos is our responsibility. Just because one person said no don't mean that it means no. If God gave you a promise, 1,000 folks can say no. But that 1,001st person is going to say yeah, and it's going to make up for all 1,000 that said no. Hello? It doesn't matter. If God said yes, I don't care what is there or what's happening, God will make this thing right. It won't always be easy, but the yoke is easy. The burden is light. You don't worry. If God watches the sparrow, not one of them falls to the ground anywhere in the rainforest in South America. Not one bird, not one worm. Not one caterpillar, not one insect. Have you ever thought about how many ants are on the earth? Google it. It's a bunch of them. A gazillion. But not one of them. Not one. It's not without God's. Not a sparrow fall. So how much more? If we're in his image, we're his chosen. We're his bride. We're not just his body. We're his bride. Now, no good husband going to beat up his bride. Or do harm to the bride. Right? So how much more is he watching out for us? But see, this is again, going back to the burden of freedom. When we're taken out of Egypt, the wilderness, your trials and tests there are to deliver you from the oppression. We've been delivered from the oppressor. Now it's time to get delivered from the oppression. Stop thinking marginalization. Stop thinking you were born in the wrong place. You're the wrong color. You don't have this. You don't have that. Don't have this. No, that's what the wilderness was to work out of you. I don't have the money. God's got it. Amen. Right? Matter of fact, money is not the currency. Faith is the currency. Faith is the currency. So these Gergesites to turn back. So Lot's wife became a pillar of salt. If we go a little further, in Psalms 78, this was an indictment on the tribe of Ephraim. Psalms 78. And beginning at verse number 9, the children of Ephraim, look at this, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. They were armed and carrying bows, but yet in the day of battle, they turned back. Tell somebody, don't you dare turn back. Turned back in the day of battle. Let's go a little further. In Luke chapter 9, we're talking about defeating and driving out these Gergesites, which mean to turn back. All this stuff that tries to get you to turn back. And again, these feelings will come to you. I say it this way. I don't like this phrase, but, you know, tired, fatigue can make a coward out of you. When you really get mentally tired, I just go ahead. Take it all. Just, I don't care no more. Till the next day when your strength comes back. Wait a minute. That's why we have to be mentally sharp. We have to not turn back in our mind. Amen. Not turn back physically. When stuff starts to bombard our body, you know, I've been learning, really learning, that man does not live by bread alone. And what I mean by that, God will sometimes allow you to be in a place where you really understand. I'll say it this way, like the song says, he's all over me and he's keeping me alive. It ain't nothing else keeping you alive. You follow what I'm saying? It ain't nothing else. Nothing physically keeping you alive. It's God keeping you alive. Amen. I'll share a couple of I think, dreams that will impact you in this study. I've had them. These were not too long ago, over the past maybe 4 months. I know one in particular. I was in this vehicle, and I was driving on this particular road, and the road was bumpy. If you've ever been to Haiti, now the roads have changed in Haiti because they've done a lot of, the Chinese over there doing a lot of paving and stuff. But there was a time where you come through the airport and going to St. Mark, it's like you would take a beating. I mean, a real beating, because the roads were so bad. This is how that road was. And the car, I mean, bump, 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 and going fast, bump, 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 bump. And I could see up the road there that this bumpy road was about to go over a cliff. I mean, it wasn't bad enough that the road was bumpy. It's about to be all over. But just as I saw over the cliff, an angel grabbed the car and set it off that road on a real smooth road. And it wasn't going over the cliffs. That was literally something going on in my life. The devil was trying to pound on me with some stuff. And after I had that dream, I knew something was about to shift. And it did. So we have to understand that that there'll be times where it's going to be challenging to you. And not because you're at fault. Sometimes because you're at fault. But see, God don't, you know, God gives you some room for fault. Because he watches your heart. It don't mean you're going to always hit the bullseye. But keep on shooting. Tell somebody, keep on shooting. Keep shooting. Just you don't always hit it. But see, God's not concerned with the fact that you don't always hit it. Amen. The one that you do hit is the one he's going to work with. Yes. Not that he's not concerned with the times you've missed. Thank God he's not like people. Yes. Folk will remind you and remind you and criticize and hold you hostage to something. Well, God, don't even mention that stuff. Because he's a God of destiny. All he sees is your destiny. And what is in line with and what is working toward that. And he don't bring up that other stuff. Amen? Where are we at in Luke? 9:62. Let me see, Luke 9. Yeah, Luke 9 and 62. It simply says this. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. What an indictment. Having put your hand to the plow and looking back, Jesus says, you're not fit for my kingdom. This is serious business. This is nothing to be toyed with or played around with. When you get in, God got you in. You've crossed over. Ain't no turning back. We're here to conquer. We're going to fight until we win. We're going to fight until we drive the enemy out. We're going to fight until the legacy is set for our children and their children's 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 children. In other words, what God promised us is brought into manifestation. Amen? Amen. I was touching on the unjust judge. Let me say this again because I think it's so relevant. And go back and study in the Greek those three words. The woman kept coming, but the word is used there, chronos. And then the unjust judge wouldn't avenge her. But the word says, by her continual. And then there's the word that means kairos. So by your continual, she couldn't see, he wasn't budging. She didn't see any change. He didn't fear man or God and wasn't about to give her a break at all. That was his mindset. But, let me say it to you, but because God has given you a promise, if you stay the course, if you keep praising when your heart is heavy, if you keep coming, if you keep going even though you're tired, even when thoughts of feelings of giving up come, they'll come. When you feel overwhelmed.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.